Clara. The grief comes at me in many ways. I spend my mornings with sadness, my evenings in melancholy. In private, I cry. I can't bring myself to confess to Maisie why Nick is not here, and so I've taken to lying, to telling the girl who stands before me with pining eyes that her father has run out, that he's on an errand, that he's at work. I rely on tired responses. He'll be home soon. He'll be home later. Thankful when Maisie smiles and prances gleefully away, telling me okay. Granting me amnesty. A reprieve. Later, I will tell her. Soon. My father comes and my father goes. He brings dinner and sits beside me at the table and tells me to eat. He sets the food on the fork tines, the fork in my hand. He offers to take Maisie to the playground, but I say no, too afraid that if Maisie leaves without me, she also won't come home. And so we stay and get soused in sadness. We get marinated in it and submerged. We let the sadness steep into every inlet of our beings, making us tender and weak. Even Harriet the dog is sad, curled into a ball mopishly at my feet, while I hold Felix all day long, staring blankly at Maisie's cartoons on the TV screen. Max and Ruby, Curious George. Harriet's ears perk up at the sound of passing cars. A pizza delivery man at the home next door sends her flying to her feet, mistaking the noise of an idling car for Nick. It's not Nick, I want to tell her. Harriet, Nick is dead. Maisie points at something on the TV screen, laughing, tendrils of copper hair canopying her eyes. She's completely content to watch talking bunnies on the television set for 8 hours a day, eating bags full of microwave popcorn for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, asking of me, "Did you see that?" And I nod my head lifelessly, but I didn't see. I don't see anything. Nick is dead. What's there left to see? But when